This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Tonight's blad is Masechta Chagiga, Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis. We're going to start from the Mishnah on Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. Actually, we have to do a little Gemara. I forgot to read this line of the Gemara. The Gemara brought...
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
The Mishnah said that when the regel is over, you have to remove all the kelim of the Mishkan. The Mishnah said when the regel is over, you have to remove all the kelim of the Mishkan to purify them for the upcoming, purify them for the rest of the year. Because since the Amei Aretz were rampant in the Mishkan and around the Har HaBayis, in the times of the regel, therefore they need, and the Amei Aretz are impure. Even though we lifted their impurity for the regel, nevertheless, so we have to purify these vessels after the regel. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda held, not only if the regel is over on Friday do we wait until Sunday to purify, but even if the regel is over on Thursday. And the reason is the Kohanim are not free. The Gemara explains that means Tana Shena Kayana Pnuyim Elohaitzi Bedeshen. They are not free because they're busy with the Trumas Hadeshen, which left a major mound in the middle of the Mizbeach that gathered throughout the Regel. So therefore, the Kohanim were not available to purify the vessels on Thursday either. New Mishnah. Kates and Mavirina Altaras Azara, how did they remove the Kalim to purify the Azara? Matvilin Esa Kalim Shayuba Mikdash. They purified, they immersed the Kalim that were in the Mikdash for Aimrim Lahem, and they said to them, Hizaru, be careful, Shalai Tigu B'Shulchan. They would tell the Amei Aretz, be careful, don't touch the Shulchan. Now, what does that mean? Simply it means they would tell the Amei Aretz, Rashi says, they would tell the Amei Aretz, look, we could be toivel all the other kelim, but we cannot be toivel the Shulchan, because you weren't allowed to remove it from its place, because it says, Lechem Panim Lefanai Tamid. So Rashi says that this is, or at least a simple pshat, or yeah, Rashi says, the Kohanim would say to the Amei Aretz, don't move the Shulchan. Don't touch the Shulchan, because we have no way to be toivel it. The Meiri brings the Yesh Mefarshim that we would warn the Kohanim not to move the Shulchan to be toivel it. But the point is that since the Shulchan had to have the Lechem Apanim Tamid, therefore we cannot interrupt this Tamidus to be toivel the Shulchan. Now, if we knew for sure the Shulchan had Tamidai Raisa, then we would have to be toivel it. But the Tumah D'Rabbanan of the Amei Aretz would not supersede the biblical injunction of having the carbon, of having the Lechem HaPanim on the Shulchan Tamid. Kol HaKelim Shev B'Mikdash, all Kelim that were in the Mikdash, Yesh Lahem Shniyim U'Shlishim, had a second and third backup. Shem Nitmu HaRishayim, so that if the first ones became Tamei Yaviyu Shniyim, they would bring the second ones. Tachtiyam in their place. Meaning, until they were toivled. Now, regarding the Shulchan, though, the Shulchan L'chaira did not have a backup. The Miri brings such a pshat. Kala Kalim Shoyba Mikdash Tu'unin Tfila. All the Kalim in the Mikdash require Tfila Chutzmi Mizbeach HaZahav, except for the gold Mizbeach HaNechoshis, and the copper Mizbeach, Mibnei Shehin Kekarka, because they were like the earth. Now, the truth is, Rashi brings down, there was another Kli that was not Toivald, and that is the Shulchan. And the reason for that is because we told the Amei Aretz not to touch it. But since the beginning of the Mishnah already said, we told the Amei Aretz not to touch the Shulchan because he can't be toivled, so that one was already listed. And the reason why the Mizbeach HaZav, Mizbeach HaNechoshes did not need tefillah is because they're like karka. And for example, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, which was in the Chatzar, that had a din of karka because the Torah called it Mizbeach Adama, and we're going to see the Mizbeach HaZahav was compared to the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. This is the Yeshita of Rabbi Lezer. The Chachamim said, no, the reason why they did not need Tevila is because they were coded. We'll see what this means. Tana, they taught, Hizaru, they warned the Amiyarat, Shematigu B'Shulchan of the Menorah, lest they touch the Shulchan and the Menorah. Now, the Tana of our Mishnah only said Shulchan, didn't say the Menorah. The question is, why did this Tana list the Menorah? What's the Machlokes? Why does the Tana of our Mishnah not list the Menorah? Why does the Tana of this Braisa list the Menorah? The Tana didon my time aloy Tani Menorah. Why didn't our Tana list Menorah? Says the Gemara, Shulchan k'siv beit hamid, by the Shulchan where it says always, therefore the Shulchan cannot have been immersed. Menorah like k'siv bat hamid. By the Menorah it doesn't say tamid. Now Rashi points out, really, Rashi's father really does say tamid by the Menorah. So Rashi says, Koloimar, and it says tamid by the Menorah more than once. But Rashi says the tamid that it says by the Menorah, it does not mean day and night, 24 hours a day, but rather tamid means regularly, daily. But they didn't light in the day, it lit at night, and it burned till the morning. So therefore, by the Menorah, there was no command that it always had to be there, and therefore the Tana of our Mishnah held you could be immersed in the Menorah. V'idach, so what does the Tana of the Braisa hold? Why does the Tana of the Braisa say that we had to warn the Amiyarts not to touch the Menorah? Kivan d'chsibyas ha-Menorah, noichach ha-Shulchan, since it compares the Menorah to the Shulchan, it says the Menorah is opposite the Shulchan, command d'chsib ba-Tamid, dummy. It's like it says Tamid. It's like it says Tamid by the Menorah, because it's compared to the Shulchan. V'idach, what does our Tana hold? Ha-Hulik ba-Yala makam hu-da-asa. There, it only compares it to the Shulchan in terms of establishing its location, but not in terms of saying that it has to be tamid, that you can't be toivel it. So now that's the bottom line. The bottom line is that the reason why the Shulchan did not could not be toiveled is because it says tamid. So frak the Gemara, why do I need to say that they couldn't be toivel it? That because of tamid, that implies it could become tamid. I have another reason why they weren't toivolet. They weren't toivolet because it can't even contract tum in the first place. Even if they touched it, it would not become tame because it's a wooden kli that is stationary. V'tepikle the kli it's also the nachasu. Why don't we say it's because it's a wooden kli that's made to be stationary? V'chol kli it's also the nachas. Any wooden kli that's made to be stationary, loy metame is not metame. My taima, because we have a pasuk that compares wood to sack. Dumya de sack, but inan. It has to be similar to a sack. Masat sack metalta male verekam. Just like a sack is movable when it's full and empty, avko metalta male verekam. This says that only kalim that can be moved when they're full and empty are tame. But very heavy kalim that can't be moved when they're full, or something that's stationary that's not moved at all, does not become tame. Something which is stationary, Rashi says that's not metaltel. That any cleates that's machzik 40 saw in a liquid, which is 2 kor in a yavish, even though it could be moved empty, cannot be moved male, because if you move it, it will break. So the Gemara wants to know, why do you have to say that the Shulchan didn't need tefillah? Because of tamid, it doesn't need tefillah because it can't become tamid, because it's not movable. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Hainami metaltel male verekam. It is movable. Now, Tosfos quotes the question of Harav Rav Elchanan that all the years that the Jewish people were in the Midbar, they would carry it in the desert. So it's not stationary. So Tosfos says we need a pasuk. In other words, the reason why we need the reason of Tamid is for when the Shulchan was in Noiv and Givayin and Shiloh and Beis Olamim, where it was not moved. But then Tosfos says, well, since it was moved in the past, So then it's a kli that could be moved. So Tosfos says, no, it was never moved on its own. It was always moved with other kelim. That's not called being moved. Okay, be it as it may, the kasha is, why do we have to say the reason why the shulchan doesn't need tefillah is because of tamid. It doesn't need tefillah. It doesn't need tefillah because it can become tameis. The Gemara says, no. Hainami metalta male verekam. It is moved full and empty. Who? Kidrei Shlakish. Damrei Shlakish. Maidachsev ala shulchan ha-tahar. It says on the holy shulchan. Which implies that it could become tame, but it happens to be tahar. Miklau shu tame. That implies that it's susceptible to tumah. V'amai kli. It's also an achasu. It's a stationary wooden kli. Ain't a mekabel tuma, and it's not mekabel tuma. El malamed, but this teaches you shemagbi and oisai that they would lift up the shulchan umarin by la oile regalim, and they would show the shulchan to those who would make the pilgrimage during the three festivals, and they would show the oile regalim the lechem upon him. Va'imrim lehem, they would say to them, "Ru'u chibaschem lefnei amakam. See how beloved you are to God. Silukai kisidurai." When it's removed from the table 7 days later, it's as fresh as when it was arranged. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, "Neis gadol na'aseh b'lechem hapanim." A great miracle occurred with the showbread. Kesidurei kach silukai. The freshness of when it was put on very hot, it remained that hot for 7 days until they removed it. Shenemar losum lechem choyim b'yoyim hilakhoi. To place hot bread for the day that it was taken. Meaning it should be hot on the day it's taken from off the shulchan. So now, so we learned that they actually did move the shulchan, so it was metaltel male verekam, and therefore we need the reason, we need to say that the reason why we're not toivel it is because it says tamid, but it's not because it's not mekabel tuma. Now just a very beautiful aside, why would they show the lechem upon him to the oilei regalim? What was the message they were trying to show the oilei regalim? So Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher says a very beautiful pshat. You know, the oilei regalim left their families, left their homes, left their valuables. They may even have lived in a border city. And all the men left the city with no guards. And they're anxious. Maybe bordering nations came and they attacked while they made their pilgrimage. They were afraid that their homes and their families may not have been as the way they left them. So we show them, no, when you do the will of God, sometimes if you leave something for a long time, God could preserve it like the day you put it there. So just if God could preserve the bread, that the bread retains its freshness for a week later, then when you left your house for a week, God will preserve that as well. That's the message we're sending to Oile Regalim, says Rav Eliyahu Gutmacher, beautiful pshat. Now the Gemara asks, why do we have to say that we're not toivelit because of Tamid? Maybe we shouldn't. Oh, now the kasha is like this. The tepikle mishum tzipoy. Meaning it's metal. And since it's metal, metal is not compared to a sack. And since it's metal, in other words, why do we need to say, what's the halacha? The halacha is that the shulchan does not require tefillah. Why? Because it says tamid. And we asked, right, the shulchan does not require tefillah because we cannot move it because it says tamid. We asked, but maybe it's not susceptible for tumah because it's not metaltel. So Gemara says, no, don't worry, it is metaltel. Frek, the Gemara, why do we have to say it is metaltel? Even if it wouldn't be metaltel, just say it's mekabel tuma because it's covered with metal. It's the shulchan, which is covered with gold. And we know that something is determined by its coating. Now we learned in the Mishnah, ha-shulchan, a table, v'hadulfuki, and a chair, shenifchasu, that the chair got rubbed out. And it's covered with hide, ayishachipan b'shayish, or it's covered with stone. So something which is stone is not mekabel tumah. So we say like this: V'shayer b'hem makam anachas koisis. If you have a place to put a cup, tameh. So if the chair got too small, but you could still put a cup down, it's tameh. Or if there's an area that's not coated with the stone, it's tameh. But that implies if it was completely coated with stone, it would be tahar, which is a raya that something is lakula, whatever it's coated with. So certainly, lechumra, if something's coated with metal, it should require tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda Amir Mokam Hanachas HaChatichas. It's not that you need to have a place to put cups, you need to have a place to put pieces of food. But from here we see, Rashi says, Alma Tzipuyav Mevatloi. We see that a coating is Mevatloi, Afilu L'Hakel. Because if it was a stone cover for the whole Kli, then it would be considered stone and it would not be Mekabel Tumah. So conversely, if you have a metal coating, it should be Mekabel Tumah. So why do you have to say it's Mekabel Tumah? Because in fact the Lechem, the Shulchan was moved. Even if it wasn't moved, it would be Mekabel Tumah because it's metal. It's coated with metal. Says the Gemara, well maybe as follows. V'chitei mashani atzi shitim d'chashivi. Maybe the coating on the Mizbeach will not be Mevato, will not render it a metal kli, because it's coating shittim wood, which is very chashev, v'loi batli, and shittim wood is not batal. Says Gemara, Hani chal Reish Lakish. This fits in well according to Reish Lakish, who doesn't differentiate between coatings. Coatings always determine... Excuse me, this is good according to Reish Lakish, that in fact there is a difference between what it coats. The din that we follow, the coating, is if the kli is made of achsalagin, habon memdina sayam, that come from overseas, which is very cheap. However, avo b'kli masnim, but masnim, which is chashav loy batli, so shapir, then you could say that our mission, that the shulchan was made out of shittim wood, and therefore the gold coating would not be mevatalit, and therefore it would not require tevila because it's wood, and it has to be. It's only because it was movable. Ella the Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu b'kli misamin nami batli. But if you're going to say like Rabbi Yochanan that it's always follows the coating, even if it's a chashava inside. What do you have to say? What meaning? Why did we say it's because it's movable? According to Rav Yochanan, we don't have to say because it's movable. We could have just said it requires tefillah because it's metal. So maybe you'll say, well, the coding over here is talking about a coating which is not so strong. Maybe this din that we go by, the material of the coating is only if the coating is anchored, it's attached well. But maybe in the Mishkan the coating was not attached well. Says Gemara, but we know Rish Lakish once asked Rabbi Yochanan this question. Does it matter if it's a coating that's fastened or a coating that's not fastened? Does it matter if the coating covers the rim or does it not? And he said, it doesn't matter. We always follow the coating. It doesn't make a difference whether the coating is fastened or not. It doesn't matter if it's covering the rim. We always follow the coding, and therefore the question is, why do we need to say that the reason why the Shulchan didn't need tefillah, excuse me, why do we need to say that the Shulchan would have been Mekabel Tumah because it's movable? We could have said better, the Shulchan would have been Mekabel Tumah because it's a metal kli, and a metal kli does not have to be movable. So that's our question. Why did we have to say that the Shulchan, right? The Shulchan does not require tefillah because it says tamid. But it would have required tefillah because it's Mekabel Tumah. So the question is, why did we have to say it's mekabel tumah because it's movable? Just say it's mekabel tumah because it has a metal coating. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we will hold it over here, and we'll pick it up next week. Hi.
All participants are unmuted.
We'll pick it up as a Hashem next week. We'll finish up.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.